please move the microphone, the first one.
Hi, I'm back. Can you talk about how difficult it was to focus on tennis while you and your wife, Jelena, were expecting your first child, and also what you think about the challenge of handling both your career and your duties as a dad?
Well, we were expecting a child for 9 months, so it was a pretty long time for me that didn't take much of a... It wasn't like a distraction to my career, to my tennis. On the contrary, I was very much looking forward for us to become parents and to live this joyful moment together. So it happened almost a week ago, and luckily I was there, and it didn't interfere with my tennis schedule, and it was the most beautiful thing that ever happened in my life and her life, definitely.
How do you feel about the race to the number one? Is it main goal for you to the end of the season? Or do you feel Roger coming back so strong behind?
Well, honestly, the way I feel right now, I feel like I'm already number one with becoming a father last week. For me, this is the most important moment in my life at this stage for the tennis. Of course, Roger is playing some great tennis, and he showed that before US Open, and then of course winning Shanghai, and played a great match against me in semifinals, and now winning Basel. So he's coming closer in the rankings, and I'm sure that he's going to be very motivated to fight for number one. And it's pretty much open. I do defend a lot of points here in London, but over the years I've been playing well in Paris and in London, and I prepared myself well under the circumstances. I try to get as much hours on the court as possible, and right now I will try to be with all my focus and attention in this tournament and take one match out of the time. Of course, it is for both of us the goal number one to finish the year as number one of the world. Of course, it's a big objective. He has the Davis Cup final, but I'm sure that he would like to be number one as well. So we both are playing well, and it's something that is definitely going to play a big role in the upcoming weeks.
Novak, firstly, congratulations. Secondly, could you talk a bit about, Roger's 33, obviously had a very difficult year last year. Has it surprised you, you also sort of fight hard to keep the number one, but has it surprised you just how much of a challenge he's offered to that position this year, given his age?
I never, honestly, signed him out in any year. Even this year, that people keep on. Last year, I think it was his worst year in the last 10 years of his career, and he didn't play as well, and he had some unexpected losses. But this year, he came out strong again, as competing for Grand Slam titles now, competing for number one of the world. And I never thought that he's not a competition for number one of the world. I never signed him out, never ruled him out. I always thought that he's one of the best players in the world, and he keeps on proving everybody that he deserves to be there, and lots of respect for what he does, and I don't think that the age is an issue for him. As a matter of fact, I think he's playing some of his best tennis this year.
Get a whole lot of indoor build-up to this tournament. Just wondering how hard it is to adjust to this, and just in general, how important the indoor part of the calendar is, and the big picture of the tour. There's not a Grand Slam indoors, but there's still a couple big events right at the end of the year.
Well, the schedule has been this way for many years already, and in my own personal schedule, I didn't play too many times a lead-up indoor tournament before Paris, so it's not the first time that I have to face this particular situation. And last year it was the same: Beijing, Shanghai, and then Paris, London, and had an incredible finish at the end of the year. So I'll try to do, if you know, like that, you know, try to repeat a success, or if not that, then something similar. Of course, it's not going to be easy. I do ask always a lot for myself. I expect a lot for myself. I have high ambitions, but you know, this is a side of the World Tour Finals, the last tournament of the year for many players. So I'm sure that many players are motivated to finish off the year in style, and many of them they are, you know, they'll find that last necessary drop of strength and energy to perform well. So that's why this tournament will be interesting, because also there are a few players that are fighting for the last couple spots in London. And of course Roger and myself are number one, so there are things that are at stake, and but I look forward to it. You know, the challenge is always there, and these are the biggest tournaments in the world.
How much of an effect do you think being a father will have on your professional career? Roger has generally traveled all around the world with his children. Do you expect to do the same?
Well, I will try to have my family travel with me as much as they can. Obviously, this is, for me, it's important to participate in my child's life as much as I can, in his development, his growing up, and his childhood. If I can, I would like to be with him every single day with my wife. But sometimes that's not possible, like this week, for example, or London, because the baby's too young to travel yet. But starting from next year, we'll try to be together. And it's not easy, the kind of lifestyle that a tennis player has. It's a lot of traveling, a lot of hotels, a lot of planes. So it's not, let's say, a healthiest option for a baby, of course, because you would like to have your child be in one place and have a certain routine. But again, we'll try to manage this situation. We have talked about it. We have prepared ourselves in a way that we know what's expecting us. So, I mean, Roger, you mentioned Roger there, aside him, many other players who have a similar situation. So I tried to talk with them and get some tips or some necessary experiences that they can share with me, so it can help in my own case. And you know, I hope that that is going to affect positively on my career. Of course, I will, in terms of my approach to tennis, nothing is really changing. I'm still out here, still fighting, competing, and trying to be number one of the world, trying to win tournaments where I play on. So schedule-wise, it's not going to affect, as it didn't affect this tournament, for example. So my wife has, thank God, a lot of understanding for what I do, and she's a great support. And of course, the only thing now, we have the baby, so it's a big change in terms of priorities in life. I mean, of course, they are my main priority, and definitely in terms of that, the life will change. But in terms of scheduling, the tennis, my own passion for the sport, there's nothing that's going to change.
Last question.
I have no time for you. Congratulations. You're talking about routine, and I have to ask you this. You may have mentioned this before in the past, but your routine, your morning routine, you have a routine when you wake up in the morning, and if that's true, tell us what it is. What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Are you testing me if I know what is in the book? First thing in the morning that I do, well, if you want to know, I have some water and I go to toilet. So I think you don't want to know too many details around there, but generally, if I can, if the weather is nice, I open the window, I do a little bit of stretch, and go to breakfast.
You don't have honey at all?
Honey, of course. Well, I didn't know what you were referring to, so... If you're referring to food and drinks, yeah, it's water and honey and fruits and so forth.
Last question, anyone?
The last final for the first round is it's as tricky as it can get for, you know, coming back on the tour? Or?
Yes, it's definitely tough draw, but you know, there's no easy or no difficult draw. I mean, any matches at this level is a big challenge, and especially because I haven't played indoors for so long. And you know, Coach Ivers is a great quality player that is an all-round player that plays equally well on all surfaces, and very dynamic game, very fast all over the court, good serve. So it's a bit slower conditions here, so I think it's more suitable to his style of the game, and played well today. I saw a few games. Last time we played, where did we play? Just recently in the US Open, and it's not an easy match, definitely. So I expect a tough one, definitely. I will just try to kind of pay attention to what I need to do, what I need to achieve on the court, tactic-wise, and I have everybody from my team around here, they're supporting me. We went through some good couple of days of practice right here on Saturday, so the time to kind of get used to the conditions, and hopefully the first match will go well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.